This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Officials in the Six Rivers National Forest Gaski Ranger District and the Smith River National Recreation Area has opened the public comment period for the Little Jones Creek Pilot Project. The project proposes to manage vegetation and fuel loadings on 1,000 acres, create over 380 acres of strategic fuel breaks along highly used roadways and ridgetops, as well as thinning 610 acres, all in an effort to improve growth and to restore habitat conditions. The project is a collaborative effort between the Smith River Collaborative Group and Forest Service officials, and those interested in leaving a public comment on the project have until July 30th. Residents are warned that culvert replacement at Bell Springs Road has been rescheduled and instead will begin next Monday the 10th and will run through the 12th. Road work was scheduled for tomorrow through Friday, but it has been moved to next week and the road will be closed July 10th from 7 a.m. to noon. Control traffic will also be in effect from the 10th through the 12th. Officials with the County Department of Public Works is inviting the public to take part in an online clean boating quiz in an effort to limit the pollution of waterways that comes with boating practices. Those interested can find the quiz on the county website, and it will test on information such as the proper disposal of boat-related pollution, rules and regulations, as well as environmental tips. The quiz will be available through August 20th. Residents along the northern coast of California are reminded that multiple law enforcement agencies will be out in maximum enforcement on county roadways today for the 4th of July. The focus of the maximum enforcement period will be on removing dangerous and impaired drivers from roadways, and residents are advised to plan ahead and to avoid getting behind the wheel if you plan on consuming alcohol. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office is investigating a wakeboarding accident at Ruth Lake on Sunday that claimed the life of an Arcata resident. The Sheriff's Office responded to the dock at Ruth Lake after the victim became unresponsive following a wakeboarding accident Sunday afternoon. Medical personnel attempted life-saving efforts on the victim, however, attempts were unsuccessful, and the victim was pronounced dead at the scene. On Monday, the Sheriff's Office identified the victim as 38-year-old John William Veo. Friday morning, Eureka police arrested 57-year-old Mark Hilsendager, who was identified as a robbery suspect in two incidents the previous day. Hilsendager first attempted to rob a gas station on Broadway, claiming that he had a gun. The clerk refused, and Hilsendager fled the scene in a Dodge Magnum. Later that morning, Hilsendager robbed a gas station of cash on 4th Street, and he successfully fled the area. Police located Hilsendager Friday morning in his vehicle on Dolbear Street, and he was booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Eureka and the Wiat tribe are expected to bring forward a memorandum of agreement at the July 18th city council meeting as talks continue regarding a transfer of city-owned property on Indian Island. Since 2015, the Wiat tribe and city officials have been in talks related to the transfer of Indian Island property, which is considered a ceremonial center to the tribe, and it's also considered of historical and cultural significance. The transfer wouldn't impact private property owners on the island, and both parties are working through a number of legal issues in order to make the transfer happen. On Monday, Humboldt County officials announced that they sent a letter to the state legislature displaying strong opposition against Assembly Bill 1250, a bill that would hinder the ability for a county to contract with community-based organizations, nonprofits, and private local businesses to provide services. Supervisor Virginia Bass said that the constraints contained within the bill would jeopardize Humboldt's ability to provide vital services for the county's most vulnerable, including healthcare, social services, mental health, and public safety. Advocates of the bill argue that it wouldn't limit counties from contracting with non-government groups. Assembly Bill 1250 has already passed the Assembly, and it will be heard in the Senate Governance and Finance Committee tomorrow. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.